Amen. Good morning, everybody. Yes, as you have heard, I'm Lucas Sodero, and I'm a father. I've been married for the last 20 years. I just celebrated my anniversary, the 20th anniversary, in February the 14th. And it's great to have a partner for a long time. Sometimes things are different, but it's a joy to be together. I have 5 girls, and they are all exciting. I remember when we started our church, we started it in our small house, the 6 of us, and it was exciting. We could sing, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to recognize His word, just on His promise, just to know that says the Lord. Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've sealed Him over and over. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more." Amen. So we love that song because it was like, and it is like our national anthem in our church, because we had just moved in from a big church, and now you go to start a church in a small place like this. Not many people, but God had spoken to us to go and start that work. And so many people, they were like, "Oh, these people are finished. How on earth can they preach so much?" But I'm happy that we took a step of faith, because we knew that God was together with us, and we trusted upon His words, and His words are yeah and amen, and He's so faithful, He never let us down. Amen. When I was coming to America, I just posted something on Facebook account, and I said, "I'm going to Texas, I'm going to Colorado, I'm going to Alabama, I'm going to Tennessee," and Pastor Elvin added, "and South Carolina too." And that's why today I'm in South Carolina. I met him in last year, and we went with him for a mission somewhere to teach in a Bible training center, Bible school. They were together with Jim Landis, and they are great people. And I saw humble servants of God. And today, this week, I've been treated like a king. And I'm humbled to have a mama in the house. And therefore, I can say Happy Mother's Day to all of you. I don't have a mother. My mom passed away in 2010. And therefore, I've gotten another mama here. Amen. So today I want us to speak about mothers. Amen. Mothers. And everyone in the house today, there is no one who came from the sky. And if there is anyone who came from the sky, just raise up your hand, because I'm going to pray for you. No one. No one came from the sky. No one came as a result of being prayed for, or maybe came from the earth. No. Every one of us was born into this earth through a mother. Amen? And a mother is a woman, is a male, is a female. Not a male mother, because there is nothing like male mother. No male can produce or reproduce, but it's only a female who reproduces, especially after getting married and having a relationship with a man, we get babies. I have 5 babies, and they have grown. Some of them, they will be taller than myself. Yeah. So, one time, can you imagine, where is that baby? The granddaughter to pastor. I think is the smallest baby in the house, I guess. The smallest baby in the house. Yeah? Can you imagine one time you were as small as that baby? You were. You were so tiny and you could cry. You were crying. I can see your mama singing some lullabies to you because you were a baby. And because of your mother, you are what you are today as a result of the influence that he put in your life. Remember, as babies, we are born empty. Yeah? I have a cup here. You see? This is empty cup. And the moment we are born, we are just as empty as these cups. And guess what? The first person that speaks to the child is the mother, while the child is right at the womb. And that's why when the child is born, he always knows the voice of the mother, because they have had a relationship. Then the mind of a baby is always empty like this cup. And the mother takes time to begin feeling some things. And that's why we talk about mother tongue. The first language a child has ever spoken is because of what that child has heard from the mother. Maybe the word mama or baba or grandpa or whatever. It is what the child has learned from the mother. I want us to read a story, a very short story in the Bible. In the book of Exodus, chapter 2, there is a great mother recorded there, a great woman. Exodus, chapter 2, the Bible talks about the born of Moses, Moses is born, or the birth of Moses. And a man of the house of Levi went and took a wife, a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark, bulrushes for him, dubbed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what will be done to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maiden walked along the river. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. I want to talk about Moses, the mother of Moses, and the risk a mother normally takes to preserve her seed. Remember, it was a time when children were being killed. Pharaoh was very angry, and he never wanted to see any male baby born. And therefore, he decided to eliminate the children. But here we see a brave woman, a mother of Moses. And he loved his child, just like so many mothers who are here today. No mother will ever risk unless the mother has a problem mentally. That's why we see them killing children and dumping them by the roadside. But a good mother will always take a risk to preserve the child. So Moses' mother, after giving birth to the child, he saw that the child was so beautiful and he could not allow Pharaoh to kill the baby. And therefore, he made something kind of a boat and he took it into the reeds. Yeah? And it was floating over there. No mother will want his or her child to be destroyed. No mother is ready to see the child perish. And mothers, sometimes, they take a risk to make sure that the child is warm, the child gets everything she needs or he needs, because the mother wants this child to grow so that one day the baby may become fruitful in this land or in the world. An old man was asked one time, "Is there any great man who has ever been born in this world, in this village?" Then the old man said, "No, only babies. Only babies. It is babies who are born and they later become great people in this world. They become entrepreneurs. They become pilots. They become whatever they may desire." But I want to tell us today that not all women are mothers. Not all women are mothers. And the reason why I'm saying this is because there are women who have no motherly heart. They have no heart of a mother. In fact, they have a heart of wild animals, like the cheetahs and the lions that we have in Kenya and all the other wild animals that destroy people. Because there is no mother who has a heart, a motherly heart, will ever dump his or her child in the dustbin. There is no mother who will ever abort a child. It's only somebody who has, even in the natural world, look at a chicken, a hen, after hatching her chick, try to go closer to that chick. You'll see, she's protecting her chick, her chicks, not to be destroyed by any other intruder or animal. So, no woman or a mother who has a heart of God will ever do such a thing. In Ephesians chapter 5, in the Ephesians chapter 6, we are told to honor our fathers and our mothers. And today, it's a day when we are supposed to honor our mothers because of the sacrifices they have made. One time, my wife went to get a baby, our firstborn. And I know how painful it was. I don't know how it was, but I know it was painful. But after the child was delivered, then the mother again was so happy and smiling. A few minutes it was groaning, it was pain. But after the child has been born, the mother again is happy and asking, "Where is my child? Where is my child?" Mothers, we need to honor you because of what you have done for us. Without you, we could not be in this world. And the children who are here, because all of us, we are children of a mother and a father, we need to honor our parents, whether they are dead or alive, because of the great work they did to make sure that we grow and we get the right things we need for growth. What does it mean to obey or to honor? It means to comply or follow commands or even restrictions. We are told to obey our parents. And we are supposed to obey our parents as long as they tell us what is good and what is able to glorify the name of God. If your parent today tells you to kill, who are you going to obey? What does the word of God say? In Exodus, we are told, do not do what? Do not kill. So if anybody tells you to kill, even if it is your mother, that is where God gives you the authority to only obey God. As much as you love your mother and father, when it comes to telling you something contrary to the word of God, you better go with the word of God. But when your mother tells you to come to church, it's a good thing. Coming to church is a good thing. Reading the word of God is a good thing. And many parents, they don't take their children to church. But I'm happy because in this church, this is a growing church. And it will be a church that will be here for many generations because I'm seeing children around. It means that some people are doing their work right. And that is called biological growth. And it is said a child who has been born biologically and shown the ways of God, it is very hard to depart the ways of God. So, we need to obey our parents only when they tell us to do what is right. And many a times, a parent will want us to do what is right. I was going to Colorado one time, and I was flying to Denver from Texas. And then I sat next to a girl, and she bears the name of my daughter. She's called Victoria, and my daughter is called Victoria. Then I asked Victoria, "Victoria, oh, you share the name of my daughter." Then I asked her, "Where do you go to church?" And you know, Victoria, what Victoria told me? The parents have never taken her to church. And therefore, she doesn't do church. And she doesn't think that church is a good place to be. Because somebody refused to take responsibility. But I'm happy for the mothers who have come here and they always bring their children to church because this is the only place we can have a true foundation. True foundation. True foundation is knowing Christ, is knowing what the word of God is. It's the only foundation that can never be shaken. All the other foundations. Yeah, people can say, "I want my child to be a doctor, a great..." It's not bad. All those things are good. But if they are not mixed with the word of God, it is futile because one day it can be blown by the wind and gone forever. So I'm so much grateful for the mothers who have shown us that a church is a good place to be where we can get the right foundation. Therefore, we need to show respect to our parents. We need to show respect. How do you show respect? By doing according to what they tell you. Help them. Support them. There are some people who don't want even to recognize their parents. One time when I was in Alabama, I was in a meeting and there was this man. He has a big boy, almost the same age with my daughter. And the boy is in the eighth grade. And my daughter is in the eighth grade. So I gave a story related to his, and he was so much touched. And you know, he had thought of committing suicide because it's like life had become very hard on him and he was feeling like he wants just to die. Then a man was advising him. And this was a wrong advice because I countered that advice. Was telling him now, you know, what you need to do. Forget about your mother. Just trust upon God and your children and yourself. Close everybody else out. Then I said, no. The teachings of God does not tell us to forget about our mothers and our parents. No. It's only the teaching from the devil himself that will tell somebody to forget about his mother or even his father. And I told that young man, my friend, just continue to do good to your parents. It may be hard on you. You may not have enough resources. And resources will never be enough, by the way. Money is never enough because money is a number. Hallelujah. And we are told that numbers have no end. Numbers have no end. I told him, continue to do good. And doing good is dependent upon your heart, the condition of your heart. We don't give because we have a lot of money. We don't give because we are wealthy. We give because something is right in our heart. And I'm happy because of your church. You have always gone for missions all over the world. I've seen Pastor Elvin come severally together with Ruth. They have come even to Kenya. And you have gone, and every time you are thinking of mission, you know, that is the heart of God. And God has got a motherly heart, and he thinks about others. Can I tell you something? Our mothers, they don't think about themselves. Many a times they don't think about themselves. They think, oh, what my children will eat. What they are sacrificial. They are sacrificial every time they think of what is best of their children. And when we obey them, the Bible says obedience is pleasing to God. And every mother demands or deserves to be respected. Every mother, you may not like your mother, but know that she is your mother. And in the whole world, you will never find another mother like her. She is your mother. She gave herself for you. My mother, she went to be with the Lord almost 8 years ago. When we were growing up, yeah, we were being whipped. We were being whipped. And today when I look back, I see that that whipping helped me. It shaped me. Because nowadays children are not whipped. They become irresponsible. But a good parent, you have to do something to that baby. It can't kill him. It can't kill her. The Bible says, just take a small one. It can't destroy. So my mother, she was tough. Because she never wanted us to go astray. And I respect her because of that. And we mothers, we need to do the same. We don't need just to say, oh, you know, in Africa, we say, oh, my grandmother, oh, my grandpapa. When you give birth to a baby, if it is a girl, you say, oh, my mother or my grandmother or whatever. It spoils children sometimes. But I want us to read something in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 12, and see what the Bible talks about here. Proverbs. Proverbs 31, verse 12. The Bible says in Proverbs, she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. This is a mother. In fact, let me just read it from verse 10. And a mother, you know, it is intertwined. Either a wife or a mother, those things are intertwined. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. So he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household. We need to thank our mothers because they provide food for the family. They wake up early. You know, the hardest thing to do is to wake up early in the morning when the blanket is very warm. It means she sacrifices and gets up to make sure her household gets enough food. The Bible says she considered a field and buys it. From her profit, she plants a vineyard. She guards herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamb does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes. She reaches out her hands to the needy. Another virtue of a good mother. She is not selfish. She is generous because she stretches forth her hand to the poor. A poor person. Not necessarily poor of material things, but somebody can be poor even spiritually. And this good mother, she will always extend her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She thinks about others. Mothers always think about others. You know, when Christ died on the cross, he didn't die for himself. When he died because he was thinking about others. Jesus never needed to go to heaven because heaven was his throne. Yet, because of others, he allowed himself to be sacrificed. Many mothers, they think about others. They think about other needy people. We were with a mother somewhere in Sonic, and she was telling us how she's thinking of good about another child who is not necessarily her own biological child. That is what God wants to see from us. And when we do that, God will always open our boundaries. And you will never be generous and become poor. I have never seen a generous person become poor. Because giving becomes like not giving. In other words, you have given and the supply continues to come your way because you are a good steward. Remember, mothers are stewards of God. And they want the good of us. And they don't just focus on their family alone, but they also think about others. You see, a mother, the Bible says she's not afraid of snow for her household. In other words, she's ready to risk even in times of snow. Yeah, I was in Colorado Springs the other day, and I saw snow for the first time in history, in my lifetime. And I know what snow is right now because I saw snow, how it was falling on us. And the next day it was so beautiful. A good mother is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. Woo! She brings the best for her household. Scarlet is not just ordinary color. Scarlet is a royal material. It's only a color that is used by the royal family. And therefore, it is something very expensive. It shows us how our mothers are ready to go an extra mile to make sure that we are warm even in times of snow. When it is very cold, the mother wants to make sure the children are warm and they don't die of pneumonia. That's why we should be grateful for our mothers. They care for us. Yeah? They care for us. Then, she makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. This mama, she makes sure even her husband is respected, because she makes sure that the husband dresses well. He behaves well. Mamas are not only mamas to the children, but also to us, husbands, because they want the good out of us. Hallelujah. This is how powerful mothers can be. The Bible says she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in times to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Something that destroys so many mothers. Some of them, they talk before they think. But good mothers who wait upon the Lord, who trust upon the Lord, the Bible says, whatever comes out of their mouth is wisdom. Amen? And wisdom, you cannot get wisdom from school. Wisdom is not bought. Wisdom comes from the Word of God. And it's only a mother who's founded in the Lord Jesus has enough wisdom to help others. The Bible says her tongue is the law of kindness. There are some mothers, their tongue is the law of unkindness, and they can drive to California just for a gossip. Just for a gossip. But I thank God for the mothers those mothers are not in this house. They are outside there. The mothers I'm talking about, the unkind ones, they are not here today. They are outside. But the ones I'm talking to here, they are so kind because the law that comes from their tongue is kindness. It's not unkindness. But there are those who are outside there. They know how to talk. You know so and so. He did that, this and that. And they can fly even to a very far place just to go and gossip. Let me tell you, we have not been called to gossip. We have been called to gospel. We have been told to gospel, not to gossip. Take the good news, not the bad news of the enemy. Amen. Then, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. That is a good mother. She takes care of her household and she does not eat the bread of idleness. And the Bible says her children rise up and call her blessed. Hallelujah. They rise up and call her blessed. I want you to turn to the mother who is next to you and tell her, you are blessed. Just turn to the mother who is next to you. Tell her, you are blessed. Her children call her blessed. And her husband also praises her. And many daughters have done well. But you have excelled. The mothers that we have here today, we are honoring you because even your own children can testify that you are blessed. And whatever you do, excels. And maybe you have not experienced that yet, but I want to tell you, it is coming. What we need to do is to follow the right lead. Follow the right lead as a mother. And we need also to think the golden rule in Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. And remember, the Bible says whatsoever you do is a seed that you plant, and that seed you will reap. Children who are here, whatever we do to our parents, to our mother, that is the same thing that we are going to harvest. And therefore, we need to be careful. We need to be to know what we want to do or what we want to get when we grow up. Because in life, everything we do is a seed. And that seed must come to fruition. And after it has grown, you have to pluck the fruit. Whatever we do, the Bible says we are supposed to do it as unto the Lord. And sometimes it is very hard to do what our mothers want us to do. But all in all, it is for the best of us. My daughter one time sent me a text. And I think it was on a Father's Day. You know, even fathers, we have our days. She wrote it and told me, Daddy, I thank God because of you. I appreciate all that you normally tell me. Although sometimes I don't like what you say, but I just accept it. You know, sometimes our parents may tell us something that we may not like, but at the end of the day, we find out that that was the right thing they wanted us to hear. So may we have the golden rule, knowing that whatever we plant, it shall come to pass. And again, we need to show respect by word and deed. There are some people who will respect you when you are around. When you are around, oh, Yes, I respect you. But when you are gone, they say that person is useless. Person is just useless. It's this and that. But the Bible says, both in word and deed, we need to obey. Why? Because Jesus Christ, the Bible says in Luke chapter 2 verse 21, he obeyed his mother and even his father Joseph, his earthly father Joseph. Luke chapter 2 verse 51. Jesus obeyed his parents, and if he did obey his mother, we also need to obey our mothers. We also see it in John chapter 4 verse 1 to 42. Then we also see that Jesus cared for his mother. He cared for the need of his mother. Even when he was helpless, even when he was dying, Jesus cared for his mother. And therefore we have a responsibility. We have an obligation to care for our mothers. Remember, the Bible says that honor your mother, your father and mother. And this is the only commandment with a promise, so that we may live a long life in this world. And not just a long life, but God wants us to prosper, to be joyful. And joy does not come from the material things we have in this world. In America, there are so many people who have a lot of wealth. When there was recession a few years ago, I read the news and I found out a billionaire had to take his life. He committed suicide because he had just like 200 million in the bank. Just imagine $200 million. That is the only money he had. And then he saw that it was not enough for him. So he just committed suicide. Joy comes by trusting upon the Lord, by obeying his word, and prosperity, which is true prosperity, not the untwisted prosperity. I know in this life we are living in, there are so many kind of preachers who will tell you, give and you will receive 100-fold, and after you have given, you don't get it. I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about the people who give according to the word of God. And mothers, thank you very much for sacrificially giving yourself to us when we were helpless, when we were small babies, when we could not even go to the restroom by ourselves. You made sure you nappied us and you did everything. You washed us, you fed us, you never forsook us. That's why we have grown very strong, and we need to say thank you very much for always being there for us. And we know the pain it takes. Sometimes mothers have died when giving birth. We honor you, mothers, who have died when you are trying to bring a life in this world. We honor them. We honor you for the risk you take. Some mothers have said, I don't want to get a baby, because they know it is very painful to get a baby. But we honor you and respect you for what you have done. And today I want to pray for mothers. I want to pray for mothers who are in the house because of the great work that you have done. And my prayer is that God will continue blessing you and doing good to you. Oh, let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want to thank you for our mothers who are represented in the house today, and even those who are not here today, even those who have slept. We commit them before you. Thank you, O God, for giving them to us as a blessing. We bless them, O King of Glory. We know some of them, they have risked their lives. Some of them have physical disease as a result of giving birth to us, oh my God. But today we are praying for them and we are asking you that you may touch them and heal them and give them the joy that they deserve. Restore the joy of your salvation in their lives, O King of Glory. And let us, as their children, stand and declare that they are blessed because of the many sacrifices they have made. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my God. Because we as children, we realize that everything we do is a seed. And that seed, we will reap it in this life. And therefore help us that we will always do what will bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you, my Father, because of this church. Thank you, Lord Almighty, because of the mothers who have accepted to bring forth children. And we know that children are your church. And therefore, oh God, we who are grown-ups, we pray that we will be able to hand over the baton to the next generation, that they may be able to run with the torch, even to the next generation, until you come. Thank you, my God, because your church is called the Bride of Christ. And you are our husband. And the church is a mother. And therefore, help your church to reproduce like a mother. And we thank you, O King of Glory, because you are together with us and you are going to help us to do what is right and what is pleasing to you. And we pray, O God, that we will always respect our mothers because of the good work and the love and the care and the protection and the guidance and the teachings they have taught us, O King of Glory. And today we can say we are responsible parents. We are responsible citizens because of what our parents instilled in us. Thank you, our Lord. Thank you, our Father. May you bless this day and may you bless this Mother's Day. Let it not just be a celebration, but let it be a day when all of us will reflect of what our mothers have done to us, and many will turn to Christ and even come to church because of what you have done. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. And everybody said, Amen. God bless you. Thank you very much. May the Lord bless you. Asante sana. In Kiswahili we say, Asante sana. Say Asante sana. Asante sana. Then we also say, Mungu akubariki. Say Mungu akubariki. Mungu akubariki. It means God bless you. Mungu akubariki. Karibu.